Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in.
Yeah. So, I want to bring something in here that we talk about almost every single podcast, and I want to get your take on it as far as not challenging what you're saying, because I'm in complete agreement with that. But if I'm out there listening and I'm like, man, these guys are always talking about how imperative it is from a recruiting standpoint to focus on the relationship.
Yep.
More than the numbers.
Yep.
Knowing that numbers is the number one rule.
Right.
Right. But recruiting is a relationship game, not a numbers game. If I'm listening and I'm used to hearing that from us, and now all of a sudden, you didn't say anything contradicting that, but now all of a sudden it's like systems and business and
right.
Like, you know, where in those four pillars, you know, if this is like how you run your business, mm-hmm. where in those four pillars does all this, like, you know, relationship stuff that we talk about come into play, right? Is that number five, or does it fit into this?
No, it's absolutely built throughout all of it. Okay. So let me give you an example. So let's talk about compliance for just a second, right?
Okay.
So you use transaction coordinators, you use compliance coordinators, you use administrative staff or whatever it is that you want to call them. When a file's turned in as a brokerage, you make sure certain things happen so you don't get your ass sued off, right?
Right.
Okay. How that person at that front desk or wherever they sit takes care of the agents inside that office, or how that transaction coordinator reaches out to people that work at the title company and the mortgage and all the other places that they work. That is where that relationship part comes in.
Gotcha.
That doesn't mean, are they gonna check the list or are they not gonna check the list, right? Because the system is the list.
Right.
How are they gonna facilitate the conversation between people that they need to, right? What kind of email do they send out to people? Is it, hey, Betty Sue, I was just looking through your file and I know we gotta get this in there. Is there any way I can help you get the signed blah, blah, blah into the file? Is completely different than, you're not getting your check if this is in the file I've told you before.
Yeah, please select all the images that include a bicycle.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. So that's where that comes in. Okay. Your accounting department, how agent friendly are they? Right. If you're the accounting department, how agent friendly are you? Right.
Yeah.
If you've got, you know, little or no marketing, and so you're outsourcing your marketing, you're using a virtual assistant or you're using some other system, that's helping you do your geographic farming, are those people of the same mindset that you are? Right? Are they customer-based people, or is it just someone behind a keyboard that doesn't care and they're just sending out postcards that have the wrong pictures to the wrong addresses to the wrong whatever?
Right? Yeah.
That's where that all comes in. Don't put a system in place that doesn't have the same relationship philosophy that you do. That's why I mentioned ninja selling just a second ago.
Right? Yeah.
They're as relationship-based as you can be.
Yep. I absolutely love it. I have a good, you know, I went to Chipotle yesterday.
Right.
And I go through and I'm like, you know, I have some chicken and, give me some cheese and some beans and blah, 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 blah. And I get to the end and, you know, my food's like right there next to the register because I keep sliding it down with you. And the girl's just like on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
She's like looking down at her phone. She knows I'm there.
Right.
And she's like,
did you say she cares you're there?
Huh?
Did you say she cares you there?
I don't think she cared that I was there, for sure. But that's kind of what we're talking about, right? Chipotle, basically all I'm saying is they have a lot of systems.
Absolutely.
Right? That's how they have, you know, however many stores that they have across, you know, forever. But...
And the food's consistent.
But every single, you know, I guess you'd call it a franchise. I'm not sure if Chipotle's, you know, franchise or not. But every single location, man, like... That one wasn't relationship based.
No, that's exactly correct.
And there's another one that's probably out there just like absolutely, and it wasn't full.
Right. Nope.
There's one out there that's like, man,
yep.
Every seat in the house is full.
Yep.
And they're probably not even allowed to have their phones.
Right.
You know, up by the register. So just another example I was just trying to bring out that.
It's a great example. I mean, and people have to make a choice. right? They have to make a choice. You don't have to choose between a system and a relationship.
Yeah.
You can actually have a system and hire people that believe in a relationship.
Yeah. I've never been ignored at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Right. Right. So something to think about.
Yep.
Well, I know you have an action item for us.
I do.
But before we get to that, you guys know the routine. If you're new, gosh, I love you so much. But here's what happens at this point in the podcast. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that follow button. If you're watching this on YouTube, what's up?
What up?
Hit that red subscribe button and that bell right beside of it. You'll get notified every time we drop a new episode. Go to Prospect Boomerang, guys. Check out what we have to offer there to help you grow your brokerage. We have different programs for any size brokerage at multiple price levels. So we know that there's something that we can help you with to be part of your win. Matt.
Yeah, Benny.
We want to continue adding value and helping just like that we tell all of our listeners to do.
Yep.
So let's give them an action item that they can take away from today and say, you know what? I'm going to grow my brokerage and I'm going to, whatever those four pillars were that I may have to go listen again, whatever those four pillars were that Matt said, I'm going to crush those.
Right. So this is how we'll do this. We'll do this Mad Lib style.
Okay, cool. Right? That's so, how I do everything.
I hear you. So we're going to insert a person, right?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say my top producer is known for, and then we're going to put an adjective in there, or we're going to put an adjective in there. Okay.
All right.
And then we're going to say my.
Am I going to do that? Or are we just going to tell the listeners?
We're just going to tell the listeners.
Okay, good.
There's no telling what would come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I don't have to use my brain.
If we gave an adjective or an adverb.
Ready with smelly.
And then they're gonna say my top producer is known for blank,
right?
My middle producers are known for blank, and my lowest producers are known for blank.
Okay.
And so what you're gonna do is you're gonna take a look at three of those and see if you have a system for each of those.
Yeah.
Okay. So are your top producers known for being, great at listings? Well, how many systems do you have in your marketing portion of your business that help them with that? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, let me forewarn everybody here.
Okay.
If your top people are known for, my top producers are known for something that you're not offering, you don't have a system for, and you're not connected with, they are at danger, Will Robinson.
Yes. Okay.
That is a retention issue. Whoop. That is a retention issue. Okay. If you say my mid-tier producers are known for whatever, and if it's a good thing and it's a system, kudos. If it's a bad thing and you don't have a system, freaking fix it. Okay. Yeah. My lowest producers are known for whatever.
Blank. You could just use that.
Known for blank, right? And so if they're known for blank, we have to make sure that we have a system in place that gets them to a certain point in those other stages of middle and top level producers.
Yeah. Okay. How do you help them fill in the blank?
That's exactly right.
Right. If it's blank, help them fill in the blank.
That's exactly right. So they end up on the right side of the fence.
That's exactly right. Well, guys, we help fill in your blanks.
Yep.
Right. And we do that for one reason and one reason alone. Tell them why that is, Matt.
Because we just want to be part of the win. Space Ghost.